Hello, this is Kathy Clugston with the BBC News. The US state of New York is suing the Trump Foundation, the president himself, and three of his children for allegedly violating electoral and other laws. The New York Attorney General, Barbara Underwood, accused the Trump Foundation of acting as little more than a checkbook for payments from Mr. Trump or his businesses to non-profit organisations, regardless of their purpose or legality. From New York, Nick Bryant.
The civil lawsuit alleges persistent illegal conduct to the Trump Foundation that went on for more than a decade. It accuses the charitable foundation of repeated and willful self-dealing transactions to benefit Donald Trump's personal and business interests and of unlawful political coordination with the Trump presidential campaign. In a series of tweets, the president blasted the legal action as ridiculous, blaming Democrats who control his home state of a politically motivated lawsuit.
The US Department of Justice has described the former director of the FBI, James Comey, as insubordinate but not biased in his handling of a probe into email sent by Hillary Clinton from a private server. A report on the FBI's actions before the 2016 presidential election said Mr. Comey had made an error of judgment in announcing shortly before the election that he was reopening an investigation into Mrs. Clinton's emails. Our correspondent Gary O'Donoghue has this assessment of the report.
It'll be pounced on by both sides. Both sides believe James Comey did them wrong. So the Republicans will say that the FBI was biased and it was trying to bring down Donald Trump during the election campaign, working against him. And the Democrats will say that James Comey's decisions effectively cost them the general election. So there will be a battle over the next few days to try and own the narrative or the main narrative of this report for political gain.
Experts from the 28 member states of the European Union have unanimously approved a raft of tariffs on more than $3 billion worth of US products. It follows President Trump's decision to impose duties on European steel and aluminium imports. The measure will now have to be formally approved by the European Commission, but remains on track to be implemented by early July. US goods to be targeted range from Harley-Davidson motorbikes to jeans and bourbon. World News from the BBC.